How was date night? I hope you had a chance to hang out with your spouse, spend a couple hours together last night. We are on our marriage road trip here. You probably hear the road noise. This will be the last day. We got day three here for you. Laura, my wife Laura, we've been almost 36 years now married, and we're excited to get to hang out with you again. Welcome to Chasing Greatness. Laura, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good morning. This has been fun.
Yeah, we're having a good time. We're still looking for that donut shop. We've been looking for it for really a couple episodes here, which seems like now we're into Wednesday. We're recording the content early. Obviously, you're getting in on my secrets here. But we started with our construction zone. That's what got us to thinking about this thing. And the next thing you know, we're talking about communication and then dating. So we say communicate, date, and today we've got another one. And Laura, being a school teacher, she's got them rhyming for us. We need a sing song probably too. But it's communicate, date, and appreciate. It's important for us to appreciate our spouse.
So true. So true. And this is something we forget to do. We just let too much time go by without telling our spouse how much they mean to us, what we see in them, the potential we see in them, what we enjoy about them, what we admire about them, how much we are appreciative of what they do and how hard they work. And sometimes it's just really easy to let too much time pass without actually expressing that.
I think we take for granted, but I'm taking from that that you admire me and you appreciate me. That's good. I love that. So, when we think about so many marriages, it's so easy to not appreciate, but to berate our spouse, to put them down, how many marriages do we see people? It just seems like they tolerate each other rather than appreciate, to use our word here, or celebrate each other. And so I think it's just a good reminder for us to appreciate the person that we've chosen to live with. And I mean, we did choose that person. I told somebody the other day, they were talking about marriage, and I was saying, I think we, I mean, I hear people say that they, I'm not sure I ever loved this person or whatever, but thinking, how dumb is it to marry somebody that you don't, you know, we know our spouse. I mean, that's the person that we're with. And so appreciating them is so important. It really is. So, okay, Laura's a former school teacher. She's going to give us a lesson plan here on how we can appreciate our spouse, and not just appreciate them, but maybe tie in to what we've talked about the last couple of days with communicating what we appreciate, and then maybe even share that on a date. So, Laura, give us the game plan here.
All right. Well, something funny. I heard somebody say, it's not really that funny, but the wife said, you know, you never tell me that you love me. And the husband said, I told you I loved you the day we got married. And if I ever change my mind, I'll let you know. But we do need to let our spouses know more frequently how we really feel. And again, life gets in the way. We get busy. So here's your assignment. I would take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, however much time you need, and physically write down.
They could do this during their 5-on-5.
They could. That's true. This could be one of their things. They could actually do it during a date night. You could say, we're going to stop and do this right now. And on paper or on your phone, of course, school teacher, I think, pencil
You're
and paper.
You're going to bring pencils, aren't you?
I totally am going to have sharpened number 2 pencils. Yes, sir. But literally write down 5 things. Hopefully you can come up with 5, 10 things if you want to, however many, some things that you really appreciate about your spouse. And it might take you a minute because you realize, I haven't really done this in a long time. What do I really appreciate about my spouse? How do they make my life better? How do they make me better? How do they challenge me? How do they love me well? What do they bring to this relationship that I'm so thankful for? And write them down. And then, you know, it won't be like you're on the spot and you can't remember them in the moment. And then you want to verbally say them to one another. Just read your list to one another. And really just encourage one another that way.
Yeah, we just crossed a bridge there. That road noise is like, that's so good. If we would make a list, and then we could take it maybe to our date night, right? You're talking about that, or our 5-on-5, and
Sure. Date night or 5-on-5. Either one would be great.
Yeah, and to share that, to read that out loud, look your spouse in the face, look them in the eyes. I think this can be so good for your relationship. We talk about communication is the oxygen. What do you communicate? I think this idea of what the things that you appreciate about them, that can just be life-giving to your relationship. So hopefully that's helpful. If you're married, if you're in a committed relationship, you want to take it to the next level. This could be huge here. Not to just tolerate your spouse, but to celebrate them, to appreciate them, to let them know that this is a very intentional, specific way. All right. Well, thanks for letting us, I guess ramble on a road trip here the last 3 days. We've had fun. I got some new content for you tomorrow as well. But we just got to thinking about marriages that are under construction all the time. Is this it's a powerful mindset to say, let's keep working on that. Let's keep chasing greatness in our most important relationship, the one with our spouse. And we want to encourage you to keep taking care of that relationship. It's going to determine a lot about your life. And so we always remind people, if you win at work and you lose at home, I think you still lose. So let's make sure that we're doing everything we can to win where it matters most. All right, love you guys. We'll be back tomorrow. I say we will. I'll be back tomorrow with you for more Chasing Greatness. Let's share with somebody. Continue to encourage the marriages around you. Surround yourself with great positive people, and your relationships can really go to the next level. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.